Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't. We cover what mainstream doesn't. Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream with...
Yeah, welcome. Supposed to be a cup of Joe. I've been having all kinds of problems. I don't even know if you can hear this, but I'm going to play some tapes that people sent in and some tapes I found that might be interesting. So hang on to your shorts, especially if you send me any clips. I'll try to get to them tonight, a little at a time, but we'll get them. This one is from Maggie, and it came in today.
I know. Maybe it's because this is what happened the last time people found out where Greta was staying.
Storming a state house somewhere.
Bloody hell is right. The world.
Now we're going to have an ad, and I'll get rid of that real quick.
Greta's advice, particularly Sri Lanka and the European Union, they turn their backs on fossil fuels, manufactured fertilizers and the like, and now their worlds are falling apart. And as their economies crumble, and they look to their secular saint for answers. Alas, she's nowhere to be found. I don't think we could come close to exaggerating the cultic mania that surrounded this young Swedish climate activist. In fact, things got so insane that one parish in the Swedish church, which is itself a hopeless mess, but you actually had one parish that tweeted out that Greta was, as far as they were concerned, the successor to Christ. It literally got that insane. But we know now that it was all fabricated, you know. If ever there were a bona fide media concocted celebrity, and no, I'm not talking about Pete Buttigieg. No, if ever there was a person who was intentionally turned into a star by the global media, it was Greta Thunberg. The Daily Caller originally broke the story back in November 2019 of what amounted to nothing less than a global media news conglomerate coming together at Columbia University's School of Journalism to collaborate on how they would cover the so-called climate crisis leading up to that year's United Nations Climate Conference. Now, according to the Daily Caller, over 250 news outlets and journalists partnered with Columbia University School of Journalism to intentionally shape and control the narrative for what they consider to be a global climate crisis. The partnership was called Covering Climate Now, and central to their coordinated messaging was inserting so-called climate news in otherwise completely unrelated stories. Some of the big names involved were CBS, Bloomberg, The Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, The Daily Beast, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, Slate, Vanity Fair. And as the Daily Caller notes, this coordinated activism intentionally fabricated a hero, a megastar, a saint to carry their message, climate alarmism, to the masses. And that, of course, was none other than this 16-year-old Swedish climate activist named Greta Thunberg. You see, the whole purpose of lionizing Greta was to galvanize particularly American support for the radical policies being advocated by environmentalist activists, which, of course, means that we weren't looking at news. We were staring straight into the face of blatant left-wing propaganda. And it all climaxed with Greta getting Time Magazine's Person of the Year, which, of course, should be reworded as Liberal of the Year or Leftist Activist of the Year. This is why I would argue that it's all the epitome of fake news. Greta Thunberg is fake news. She's the embodiment of fake news, which I would stress is not necessarily her fault. She's obviously being used. A number of prominent pundits have recognized that. But what they also recognize is just how much the world has changed since Greta's infamous speech at the UN Climate Conference in 2019. You see, that same year, the nation of Sri Lanka elected a government that went full Thunberg. The government tried to impose a radical green policy on the nation, inspired by Thunberg's activism that was on full display at the World Economic Forum. They wanted to be the world's first 100% organic country. They banned any kind of chemical in their fertilizer. They implemented all kinds of green-inspired restrictions in their food production. And it didn't take long for the obvious result to become clear. Basically, their food production collapsed, and the nation descended to the brink of starvation.
Okay, Daniel, is that you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Oh, you can hear me.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting a little reverb, though. I don't know why. Let me figure that one.
Yeah, everything sounds good on this end.
Okay, how about, I'm getting reverb somehow. But anyway, I can live with that as long as you can hear it. Joe was here. We started at 9, but he couldn't hear me. I could hear him very good. And I was hoping he'd realize that
yeah.
I would sit up again for another time.
Yeah, Mama's the one that called me and let me know.
Yeah, I wanted somebody to call in to, you don't have to stay or anything, but I just wanted to see if you could hear me. Or
yeah.
did you hear that tape?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay. Oh, everything is working. I lost power. It's been a mess tonight. And
got some
I didn't
storms up there.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the first really big one we've had. I had to turn the generator on, man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy, Donnie.
Yeah. Well, we lost power and nothing was going on at the time. That's what's so strange about it. Nothing
yeah.
was happening. Oh, here's Bianchi. Bianchi, can you hear me? Oh, no. It's starting again.
Laurie texted me and told me somebody was beating you up. I thought,
there he is.
Put on my clothes and got ready to head over there.
You were pissed off in one of the chat rooms.
Yeah.
Man, I've been having trouble. We were on at 9. I was on at 9. Joe called in, and I could hear him, but he couldn't hear me, so I had to shut everything down and do the show
yeah.
all over again at 9:30. And then I didn't know if anybody could hear me at the time. So we're here.
He had me looking at my watch thinking, damn, is today Saturday already? How you doing, Daniel?
I'm good. How about you, Bianchi?
I'm hanging in there.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Mama's supposed to, Big Cat's supposed to call in.
Oh, here she is right here. And it's spinning. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi.
Hey, Big Kathy.
Hey, Bianchi. Did you get my message I sent you today?
I haven't had a chance to look at it. But I sure
Donnie,
in the hell will.
Well, it's too late now because Donnie was wanting me to message you and tell you that Joe was going to do a show tonight.
Yeah, but
oh, yeah.
I wanted you to tell Joe if you've seen him or heard him on another show that I didn't have any power, and then it might not be
right.
on in time to do the show. That's what I wanted.
What happened
Where's
to the
Joe
power?
At?
Well, he was here, Kathy. I mean, 9 o'clock, he was here. And I couldn't hear him. He couldn't hear me, rather. But I could hear him. And he was here, kept calling in, and I guess he gave it up. So maybe he'll see that we're on again. I don't know.
Well, I ain't going to be able to stay here too long. I got, what's the day, Monday? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, it's Saturday.
Well, we're retired. We're retired. We don't know what day it is.
Yonke, we don't keep up with the days of the week when we're retired.
Yeah, I know it.
Tell them, Kathy.
I am.
That's a fact.
And we don't like appointments either.
No. Damn. I was just hoping Joe would call back in. I guess he's going to be upset with me. He's going to think I did it on purpose.
Well,
oh, here's Gene.
I did.
Everybody's here. Hold on, Kathy. Let me get Gene on. Okay, hi, Gene.
I just saw an email notification that you were having a show. I was like, I didn't know that.
No, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing last night on Lori Ann's show. And Joe called in, and it just happened. And we've been having trouble with our power went out and all that crap. And I had a hell of a time getting
the storm
going. What's that?
We had quite the storm there for half a minute.
Yeah, we did.
Is Joe okay?
Yeah, Joe's fine. Joe's fine. He's just not here.
I know
on this show.
I know, Sammy, that you were just wondering if he was all right.
Nah, he's fine. Let me get Cinnamon on. Cinnamon, you're on.
Hey, everybody.
Hey there.
Hello. Are you on the way home?
Yep. I'm just pulling into the gas station.
All right. Okay.
What's the price of gas?
Yeah, what is the price of gas?
I think it's $3.58. Let me go look.
All right.
Wow.
Went down. Really went down.
I saw some for $3.33 this evening.
Oh, hell no. It's $3.78.
Oh, $3.78.
Well,
I saw some for it was at Sunoco, $3.33 a gallon.
What if Republicans going to try to bring things down about where they ain't going to get it down as low as what Trump had it, but
no.
You know what the game is.
Yeah.
I did hear one time, though, a while back, that we're short of refineries. We don't have enough refineries for all this oil.
And then there was one in Indiana that an explosion or a fire or something. And it's supposed to be affecting us here in Michigan.
Yeah, Cinnamon, you know that one. What is it?
Yeah, it's in Indiana. It had a fire. Nobody was hurt. They don't think anything structurally is a problem, but they got to get the okay to start running again. So the federal government gave us waivers for Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, I think. Gave the waiver, or Illinois, not Wisconsin, gave waivers for us to, the gas waivers. You don't have to have as much ethanol in it, something that they have to do in the summer to cut down on the CO2 release.
Well, they can
They don't have to do that, and they can also deliver at night, anytime. They can be on the road and delivering at any time.
Why come the states don't do that themselves rather than depending on the federal government?
Well, our state did the anytime thing. It was that and something else that she could do, but the federal government was the one that was waiving, has to waive the whatever adage they have in the summer to cut down on emissions.
I have a question though for everybody. Has anybody besides me noticed that when you get gas, you don't smell gas anymore?
No,
well,
I
same
think
thing
that
when
that
you
that
in traffic at a stoplight, you don't smell what you used to smell neither, do you?
No. They've done something to the gas to where you're not getting as many miles per gallon. As you should be. I cut down on something in it. I had a video. I should find it and send it to Donnie so he can play it. But gas, if anybody else noticed that gasoline does not smell like gasoline anymore? You smell your hand after pumping it, and you don't smell gas on your hand anymore.
Well, you can't tell it by I filled up my gas cans, three of them, and one tipped over before I got home, and I didn't know it. And you can't tell it by the smell of gasoline in my car.
That's a shame.
Oh, my God. Still. He did that on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, and we had it. Everything open. Everything going on.
I like to smell gas. I used to.
Well, you can get in my car and get high.
Yeah, I know it.
I think that's why it got me sick.
I'm going to miss that now.
Yeah, you remember my cousin Steve, Kathy?
Yes.
He used to get on tractors, those old tractors that you fill up on the top. He'd get on top through the cap and just sit there and just sniff that shit till he fell off.
I know it.
Yeah,
I know
that's
it.
What was wrong with him. Yeah.
Fiddle. They
that's
done
bad
took
for
away
your
one
brain.
Of my pleasures now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad for your brain. I had a young man that worked for us. He wild kid. Car overturned, and he was trapped under, and the gas was coming out of the tank.
Oh.
It didn't burn him, but he was knocked out. He was in hell in his fumes and it killed him.
Oh, man. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to the gas? What do you think they're doing to it to take the smell out of it?
I can't remember. There was a guy that works at one of the refineries that did a video. He was explaining why, and I'm looking for that video.
Okay, get down.
All gasoline blends have a tag included in it that you can see under, I guess, their proper technological tools tell you who blended.
Yeah.
Yeah, what company it came from. It's got a tag on it in the fuel itself. But they starting to prepare gasoline for the northern region up there where Donnie stay for the winter right now.
Yeah, they've been changing over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna have to take Otis out, so I'm gonna be on my phone. So if anybody wants, you know, call in, push one. I'll be back. Let me get Lori Ann on, and then Lori Ann, you're on. I'll be back.
Hello, everybody.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, Axel. I guess there were some technical difficulties, and Joe probably got too frustrated and. So we're going to take over Joe's show.
Well, what was Joe wanting to talk about tonight? Does anybody know? I know
he said there was a lot going on.
I know
yeah.
that he had something on his mind, the reason he wanted to do the show.
Yeah, he said there was a lot going on.
And that's all he said.
Didn't talk about. That's all he said.
Yeah, there's just a lot to talk about, blah, blah, blah. And then he didn't say anything specific, but...
Huh.
I don't know.
Hopefully he notices that, you know, Don put it back on a half an hour later.
Well, when I called in the first time, a little after 8, it said that the show wouldn't start for so many minutes. So it started at 8:30, I'm going to assume.
Yeah, originally it started at 9, and then... Don could hear Joe couldn't hear Don.
Right,
so
that's what he said.
It was all messed up. So he just shut it down.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Donnie
needs
to
pay
his
fly.
Bill.
You have to do it like, and you can't have it overlap, you know, so I'm sure that Donnie had to tweak the originally set up episode so that it time doesn't overlap when he had to recreate the second episode, the one we're on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can only start it in like 15-minute increments, so. Kind of weird on how to set that up, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully Joe figures it out and calls in.
Yeah.
Well, make sure somebody keeps saying every few minutes that I'll be right in to get you on if it's Joe, because we won't wait around.
Yep. Anybody in the switchboard, Don's outside. He's away from the switchboard. Just press the one, and he'll put you on when he gets back in.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. It's wet out here.
Oh, man. I shared with people. I can't remember who I shared it to. June. Apparently not.
Okay. So, has anybody got anything new?
Oh, Jim Jordan just announced that they're going to be pushing about the Mar-a-Lago. The DOJ admitted that they should have never raided Mar-a-Lago.
Really?
Really.
What are they doing?
Jim Jordan is pushing for, hold on, Scott just came and told me. I'll ask him again. Scott, Don's doing a show tonight and I got on there. What was it that Jim Jordan was pushing to do?
He's in Ohio.
Ohio. Hold on. He's backing it up. It was just announced. It was literally just announced within the last 10 minutes.
You know, he's going to investigate the guy that took that guy's phone. He said they were going to open up the investigation.
I'm sorry, I only heard every other word you said, but that's okay, I guess.
He's out in the front yard.
Scott will turn up the TV and maybe you guys can hear it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, kick it up. Keep an eye on your mouth and play it.
Listen.
Now, what else is happening, guys? I don't even, can you guys hear that?
I'm in the truck, so.
Can you hear it? Can you guys hear it?
I can't. No.
I can't, but I'm in the truck. I got a lot of ambient noise.
I don't know.
Yeah, what
is that? Hold on. It doesn't matter. We'll find
Did you guys hear it?
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
I called for an inquiry. Into the IG.
The Attorney General.
No.
The IG?
Investigator General.
Investigator General, sorry.
Into the DOJ.
Into the DOJ. And the DOJ did admit that they should have never raided Mar-a-Lago. They should never go to the FBI at all.
Whatever his name was, Perry, I think. He's on vacation. Call him. Send some information over the phone.
So, we'll see what happens.
Good Lord.
Inquire into DOJ IG. Or DOJ IG. Keep it playing. My husband's playing with the remote, just like every man does.
Yep, those guys are bad with hogging the remote.
Yep. Absolutely. It's their thing. Anyway, I told you the gist of it. So I'll be watching what's going on with that. Pretty interesting, if you ask me.
Yeah.
There you go, 20 whistleblowers.
There's a lot of whistleblowers, I guess. Which is a good thing. The people are coming forward and, you know.
Yeah.
Having a conscience. So, anyways, I hope Joe calls back in. I'm kind of curious as to what he wants to talk about. Anybody else curious?
I am.
You is too?
Yeah.
Especially since he hasn't been on Saturday night, from what I understand, for a while.
Yeah, he's been offline for a while.
All right, I'm back.
Is Joe back?
What?
Is Bill back?
No. Who's the guy that wrote the song, and he's a Trump supporter, and he wears Rich. His last name is
what?
Rich.
Oh, the guy from Big and Rich?
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Well, he sent, I got it in my Twitter feed that he said, what the heck is this? And it looks like, it looks like a blimp, but you can almost see through it. And then there's like a plume coming out the back. It's weird as hell. And that's the second time I've seen this. There was another time on another tape I seen it. But this was, you got to see it to believe it. I don't even know where it was. But, man, it is awesome.
John Rich?
What's that?
My husband just looked it up. John Rich.
John Rich,
John Rich.
Yeah, he's the one that put it out there, wanting to know what the heck that was. Man,
like
pretty
a
awesome.
Blimp with a contrail?
Well, it was white. I can't. You're gonna have to see it. You guys are gonna have to see it because it is awesome. It really is. And that's the second time I've seen something like that. I'll see if I. Here it is, right here. All right, it's a foreign. I guess a foreign country. It could be here. I don't know, but.
Look at that. Is that a rocket?
Just
shot up a rocket.
It looks like.
Wow, look at that thing. That's
from
a
rocket,
distance.
Man.
Glowing like. Video it right now.
People are noticing it too.
Like,
okay, the part that turns into like a blimp.
Oh, look at that.
You guys gotta see it.
Wow, what is that? No, but the thing is, it broke.
Whoa!
It broke?
Oh man, there's a wreck. Somebody was watching it. Guy got in a wreck.
Damn.
Thank God. Look at that, oh. Can you video it?
Can you please pay attention to somebody's
video? I'm paying attention. The guy I know.
Okay, you guys can't see it, but man, it is awesome. It really is. Yeah, I'm going to try to, wonder if I could put this in on my Facebook thing. Copy. I'll try to do that.
Donnie, try and send it by Messenger.
Well, that's
what I mean. Yeah, I used to send you stuff in notifications from my Facebook to your Facebook, and you never got them.
Yeah.
But when I sent it through Messenger on Facebook, you got them.
You're right. Okay, I'm going to try this. How do I do this? Okay. I'm going to put it in right about now. No, I'm not quite now. Okay. Okay. Well, now I can't see it. No, it's not going to let me do it. I can print it. I can do everything with it, but paste it. Ah, damn. Let me just... Anyway, maybe he's got it on his page or something. Go to John Rich's page.
It won't let you share it.
I'm going to try it again, you guys. Copy. Here and then paste. Yeah, now it will. Okay, I got it. Now check that out, you guys. Then one of Lori, Kathy, Lori Ann, and Bianchi.
All right, well, I'm getting ready to cut out, Donnie. I got to hit my grandson with his homework. So
oh, yeah.
I'll
okay.
see you guys.
Well, hold on.
Okay,
I want you to look what I sent you, okay, on Messenger, Facebook. Just go ahead. Wait, I want you to see this.
John Rikers.
Well,
hey, Daniel, I sent you on Facebook measuring that object that was walking across the road. You seen that?
Not yet. Hang on, I'm pulling up Messenger right now.
I seen that. That was pretty cool. You could see through the good. Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Wonder what that was.
Was it like the spirit of an animal or something?
No,
no,
it was
the man.
A person. It was a person.
Oh wow!
And walked across the road. Yeah, that was kind of weird. Freaking out. Anybody looking at this thing?
Yeah, I'm watching. It must be a rocket, Johnny.
Okay. Anybody has any idea?
But it looks huge, though. And
this guy here got hit.
Yeah.
Ran into the back of the car.
Somebody, they're looking at this thing and not paying attention to the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys tell me what the hell this thing is.
All right, let's see.
That is weird. It's like a reverse comet.
I don't know. That's the second one I've seen like that, but that one's really bright. The other one was an Air Force pilot. Didn't know what the hell it was either.
Plus it stops, too.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a spaceship that blew a tire.
Smart ass. You take care of yourself.
Good Pianchi.
Oh man, Pianchi is a mess.
Yeah, Daniel, I just sent you something new on the flat earth too.
Alright.
On Messenger.
Okay.
Oh no,
good
it
deal.
Says we're off. What the hell?
I can still hear you.
Okay. Oh, it's Jesus. This ain't so screwed up. Now it says we're back on. Never mind. This is crazy. It is. This is nuts.
Yeah, and last night on my show, it just hung up.
It was.
I was in the middle of talking, and then boom, everything, like, you know, my phone hung up, Direct Connect hung up. I didn't even get the message, you know. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. It just, everything just shut down in an instant.
Yeah, we were on last night.
We lost you.
Go ahead, Sam.
What was that? Who was the other guy that called in?
Nathan.
Last night? Okay, yeah.
Nathan
and I were talking, and I said, I think we lost Lorianne. And so then he's going, yep, I think we did. And so he kept talking, and he started talking about something else, and then we finally got the Blog Talk Radio goodbye. I said, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. How much longer were you guys talking?
I want to say it was like a good 3 minutes. 3 or 4 minutes.
No, it was pretty quick because she came in here.
We were waiting
to
see if maybe, if you had muted yourself or something and was going to come back.
Yeah, nope.
And then it hung up on
it. My phone hung up and then... I tried to go over because I was also on Direct Connect as well as my backup. And then that was all down. Switchboard was all down. So there was no getting back in.
Right. So is you guys watching that, whatever that is?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Is that not awesome or what?
What is that?
What's that, Cinnamon?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Anyway, that looks weird. I don't know what it is. It's something I can't explain. I've never seen anything like that in person.
It's definitely some kind of craft, some kind of ship.
It looks like it, yeah. It looks like it turns into like a blimp. You know, the shape of a blimp. But it isn't a blimp.
No way.
No, I don't know what the hell it is.
And then what's that little ball that looks like the eye of a whale, you know?
You see that too? Yeah.
Yup.
I don't know what the heck that is.
I think that could be the craft, and it may be lighting up the sky.
I don't know. Sure is weird. I was watching a show. Lots of government knows all this stuff, and they're slowly letting us in on it. Not to panic people, I guess.
Right. That's amazing right there.
Yeah, it is. Dean, can you see it?
I'm sorry. Can you see
that?
I was wondering where this is. Okay.
What are you asking if I can see?
Are you in the group? I don't even know. I'm not even in it. I don't even know how I get it. But these guys have like a group together. They send stuff back and forth to each other.
You're in it.
Am I in it?
Yeah.
One group.
Okay. I know nothing about it. Oh, okay. I just thought I got sent to, you know.
I'm not in it either.
Oh.
I don't even know how to add people. Lori Ann knows how to add people, I believe.
Lori Ann's our computer wizard.
Yup.
Add people to what?
You're our computer wizard. Add people to the
To the group.
Oh, to the group chat. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any of that.
I was just looking because I knew that NASA was supposed to launch their new Artemis. Yeah, but apparently it got scrubbed.
Fuel leak.
Hmm.
There's a fuel leak.
Because of tech issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, hydrogen fuel leak.
I think.
Okay.
Yep.
So I was wondering if that was it.
They were still talking about, maybe it'll still launch. I'm like, you're not going to launch a rocket with a leak. For crying out loud. It doesn't matter if it's manned or not. It's still going to blow up.
Yeah. Blow up pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, hydrogen leak, yeah.
Well, right.
Oh,
quick.
Yeah.
It was waved off. The launch was waved off Monday after encountering an issue getting one of the four RS-25 engines on the bottom of the rocket's cords stage to the proper temperature range to lift off.
Hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
From NASA, anyway.
Wow. Breaking news, UFO sightings, real video, Hill Road and Fenton Road, Flint, Michigan. Uh-oh. That's close.
That's an old one.
Is it?
Yeah, 2019, I think.
Oh, you're in here because I can. Oh, okay.
Who did you want me to add? Who did you want me to add to our group?
Well, if Gene wants to be added, you can add Gene. Let me shut that off. You can add Gene.
You can add me.
If you want to.
Are you and I friends on Facebook, Gene?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I can only add people that are on my friends list. Can one of you send her a link to my profile to friend request me?
Is it L-A-U or L-O-R?
L-O-R-I hyphen A-N-N. And then K-E-L-L-E-T-T.
K-E-L-L-E what? T?
K-E-L-L-E-T-T.
Missouri?
12 Suez.
Put you guys in the green room
Missouri?
So you can just straighten out.
Oh, that would be fine. That would be good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Got it.
It was launched in 1958. Some believe NASA has
encountered UFOs,
and some UFO researchers say
we're in the green room.
Did you guys want to be in the green room?
Well, that's what you suggested, so that's what we thought you were doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you go. I'll put your butts both in the damn green room. Here we go. Gene, you're first. Lori, you're second. Talk away, kids. I didn't hear them say they wanted in there. Damn, we're going to get my ass kicked over here.
Well, I thought they said no.
I did, too.
Yeah.
No skin and off my ass if they want to go in there. It's all
no,
right.
No, it sounded... It sounded like they said, yeah, that'd be a good idea, and then it sounded like Don was doing it, and then all of a sudden they're still there.
Oh, okay. Well, I must understand. Gene must be on her speakerphone or something. I can't hardly understand what Gene says.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here's a rocket going off, guys. Listen to this.
All right.
Since it was launched in 1958, some believe NASA has encountered evidence of UFOs. And some UFO researchers say they're covering it up.
The notion that we're alone in the universe becomes absurd.
After Roswell, UFO sightings increase at an incredible rate. Are astronauts seeing things too? Official NASA videos capture possible anomalous objects on film.
They are objects that are out there, obviously not stars.
But NASA dismisses the sightings.
Why did they finalize a report on unidentified flying objects without finding out what those were?
Astronauts rarely come forward with their stories, but now details are coming out.
The policy was that we should stay quiet about such things.
Frankly.
All right. Okay. Anyway, that was UFO hunters. Secret NASA files exposed. They let them get in where they've got all the records kept, and they're looking through them about all these UFO sightings. And there's a hell of a lot of them, boy. Guess I'm in the green room too, huh? Nobody's talking to me.
I'm a talking.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Let me get to you, Dean and Lori. You're done yakking.
All right.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, we were done, though.
All right. Now, when you get that, I want your opinion of what the hell that is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Lori, you haven't even looked at it. So you look at it. Daniel's looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what. I'll turn off the sound sentiment and I'll let you look at it. It's only, I got to find it.
Well, I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
It's an alien spacecraft.
Maybe. It might be. I don't know.
It ain't of this earth. We don't have anything besides CGI that'll light the sky up like that.
No.
If you believe, now Daniel, if you believe in the flat earth theory, because I've been hearing a lot about it and I've been, you know, listening to a lot of different things, you can't believe in aliens too.
Wow.
Sure you can.
No. According to flat earthers, there aren't aliens. There are no aliens.
Well.
Everybody's on their brakes.
See that? Yeah, but somebody gets hit in the ass here in a minute. Well, look at that thing. What the hell is that? Everybody's slowing down in that other lane. Oh, there's a wreck.
What's the idea behind if the earth is flat that there can be no aliens?
There's the belief that there's lands beyond. Like, there's, like, several domes, you know, and it's all flat and, yeah.
Like in the hollow earth, like, is that what you're talking about? Like realms within the earth?
Oh,
yes, realms, different realms.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I was like,
well, you know what? I know what you're talking. Yeah, I do know where you're coming from. A lot of people will say that, well, you know, if the earth is flat and these aliens are within the firmament of the earth, they were here before mankind, so therefore they're they're of the earth. They're non-terrestrial, you know. They are terrestrial. They were here. They're here just like we are.
Right.
So they're not alien by any means. They live here. They've lived here before us.
Right. Like those other lands beyond the ice ball.
Right. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. And yeah, that's very possible. But you get into stargates and all this and that. You know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know what this thing is. Cinnamon said it looks like a well, but it could, you know, like jellyfish.
It does.
Yeah.
But that know. Eye.
Yeah.
That eye becomes more apparent as that blimp around it sort of
dissipates. Yeah.
Yeah, deilluminates or whatever the word is for.
Right.
I would. Once you're seeing it towards the end, it looks like it's a force field around whatever that sphere is.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, well. I do, I'm looking at, you know, I watch the Ancient Aliens, you know, when that shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. They had to have help. They had to have help. Then there's what do you call them, holograms? I don't know what the hell you call them. That field. And these are perfect, and they've been there for centuries, and there's no way in hell, well, I don't think there is any way that you know, ancient civilization could actually do that.
Yeah, the hieroglyphs and all that stuff.
And there's one pyramid that they built that the blocks isn't even in that area. They have to go 150 miles to get what they're using, and they're 50 tons, and there's water. They got to cross a river.
Yeah.
How in the hell they get over there and do all that? I just can't believe that.
I can't. Yeah, I don't believe it. I mean, I believe they got it over there, but not with manpower.
They get it. Yeah. In fact, can you imagine how many thousands of freaking people would have to be?
Yeah.
To do that, but to me, you had to have help to do that.
Had to.
And they're finding these cuts that they can't. A Jabber from Huntsville that works at NASA, his dad's a machinist. I forgot. He's big time, and he said there's no way we have to this day. We can't make the cuts and fit it like they did. These blocks.
Yeah, they can't do the precision cutting on it, even with the diamond cutting blades we have and everything else. They still can't do it today.
Yeah, they tried to build one. They can't. And inside those things, and they get all these chambers. I mean, come on, how in the hell do you, I don't even know how the thing stands up.
I don't either. Right. Without
all those chambers.
Without collapsing.
Yeah.
I'm right with you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
weird. You brought it up, Donnie, and I think everybody would have to agree. The government has been coming out with more and more information.
Yeah.
I think it was you that said it about these phenomenon that can't be explained. You know, you can guess at it. Yeah, you can say, oh, no, that's NASA with that. Yeah, you can say that, but you can also say, oh, no, that's alien technology, you know, maybe used by man, but it is alien technology.
Well, there was an astronaut they had, interviewed. He's retired, of course, and he walked on the moon. Well, he was in a space capsule. Let me put it that way. He went up.
There you go.
We've seen things that we can't explain at all. And we couldn't talk about it, but he said, look how old I am. I think I can talk about it. What are they going to do to me? And he said, every astronaut that has went up has seen something that they can't explain. And there's tape. There's actual tape of them explaining they're seeing a UFO, and NASA cuts in and tells them to go to the secure channel because ham radio operators were picking all that stuff up, and they recorded it, so they had to go to secure. But you know, you believe what you want to believe. I do believe with all the what's going on, like Mars, they know there was water.
Yeah.
And it's just, come on. If there's water, there's life.
Exactly.
And I don't know how in the hell we got lucky to be put here, but there's so many in our universe, so many planets, millions. To think the only one with people or with something on it that... I just can't believe it.
Well, Donnie, like I mentioned a few weeks ago, I was watching this one video, and this astrophysicist, or you know whatever he is,
mm-hmm.
he said you know, there are other civilizations and there are also mankind on other planets, but they're not on the surface. So you know, we may have a telescope going around Jupiter 25 times a day, you know, whatever,
right.
And it's looking at the surface. 90% of aliens or mankind or whatever that live in this universe, 90% live within the planet. So if it's too cold on the outside, you know, they're smart enough to, hey, we need to live on the inside, just like we have ones living on the inside of this planet. But, you know, we live topside. We're one of the lucky 10% that it's warm enough. You know, we have a sun, and other galaxies have brown dwarfs. You know, I think ours is a yellow dwarf. You know, it's warm enough you can live topside, 10%.
So you think there's some kind of living creature that is in our core of our Earth? Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
No, okay. Several different ones.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to argue.
I
got to
find this article that I posted. There was an article about undersea, like large undersea humanoid
mm-hmm.
type creatures.
There you go.
I'm scrolling to find it. I posted it a few days ago.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I'll look for it. Wow. Anyway, it's just amazing to me. Moving mountains. How did the ancients move impossibly huge objects? Why did the Roman forces at the siege of Massada decide to shift an entire mountain? I don't know. They do it. I don't know. Don't ask me. All these monuments. Looks like these things they carve out of these rocks or whatever in the hell they're carving out. It looks like an alien. It looks like they're wearing a helmet, some kind of helmet. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Some of them definitely. Some of them looks like they have like dreadlock hair, you know, or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe a different hair than of that region, you know, like in
right.
Mexico or something.
Hold on, guys.
How did the
Okay, hang on just a second. What the hell is this?
Omens defy gravity and make millions of gallons of water flow up and over mountains.
How did ancient Egyptians carve massive granite obelisks thousands of years before the Washington Monument? And why would the Roman army move a mountain?
Wow. Okay. There you go. I won't play it, but it's on the History Channel. As a matter of fact, the Ancient Aliens is on right now.
Yeah, I'd like to know how they move that mountain. Are they talking like they, you know, by shovel, they moved them, you know, or telekinesis, you know, like the Force in Star Wars?
Yeah.
They picked it up and moved it.
I don't know how they're doing. Hold on, I'm in the wrong. I still got my old switchboard back up. What the hell is wrong with this? I'm having a hell of a time tonight, guys. I swear I am. Okay, that's
it. You're doing a good job, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Here we go. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, I think, I don't know. Yeah, this is it. Well, they got me two switchboards up from the 9 o'clock show, which didn't work at all. So there. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, that's interesting to me. I really like to know how they did all that. Let's say they did it. How did they do it? How did they make those cuts? Stack 50 million pounds of these blocks on top of each other.
Yeah.
Perfectly. Just perfectly.
They say where you can't even, you know, squeeze a piece of paper between it. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, they show it. They show it. They can't, you can't put a coin in the slot, man. It won't go. It's so perfect. And they say they can't even do that with that
and
kind of rock. Go ahead.
These underwater cities and things that Lori Ann's talking about, now that's a big deal, too. You know, there's been, didn't you play, Donnie, about those Russians that ran into those humanoid type?
Yeah.
People, and they use their energy, just energy from their body or whatever, to blow them out of the water.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them died or whatever.
Well, there was a new show. I don't know what, I can't remember what I was watching before the power went out. But it was about Germany. It was on History Channel, I think, today. Sure, it was about Germany, and they were so far advanced than we were.
Yeah.
Back in World War II, they were so advanced that nobody can figure out how they did it. That's why we took their, you know, scientists. And Russia took half, we took half. And they say that's how we got the space program going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Was because of those scientists. And how did they get their information? They had big rockets they were working on when we took over Germany. There's pictures of all these advanced weaponry that they were working on. It was like one rock was on a rail like a train track. And I don't know how that damn thing worked, but it was a rocket. They said that if they perfected it, it could hit the United States. So how in the hell are they coming up with all that? They're smart, I guess.
Well, from what I understand, the Germans, the Nazis, the same Nazis that were fighting in Ukraine here recently, were the first ones to cut deals with and speak with these I'm not going to call them aliens because they have lived in the earth before we were here. Inhabitants of the inner earth, I guess you could say, cut deals with them in the 1930s before World War II even hit. So they were using the technology that they had learned from these inhabitants of the inner earth. And in exchange, you know, they wanted human humans. Well, they got them through the war.
Well, I know a lot of strange and amazing things.
I just posted a couple articles in our group chat. I found the one, found a couple of them that I thought were relevant to the conversation.
Okay, well, did you see what I put in there, Lorianne? Go back to sleep. Go ahead and go back to sleep, Lorianne. We'll wake you up again.
What, the last thing from you that I see is that UFO one with people driving on the freeway that we were talking about.
Yeah. What do you think that is?
Yeah, that's why I was looking about the Aramis launch to see, like, could it be that, you know? But then that launch was scrubbed, so couldn't be that. So I don't know.
I don't even think it's in the United. I don't think it's in the United States. The way it sounded like two foreigners talking together. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish I knew where that was at.
But just the plume it left behind looks either radioactive or maybe it's plasma or something. Nothing stays lit up like that in the night sky like that did.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
No chemtrails, no contrails, no nothing.
No, nothing.
We don't have anything. We don't have anything.
Now, the first one I seen like that was, and the first and only one till tonight, it's off the coast of San Diego. And it didn't look anything.
Yeah.
It looked like this, but it wasn't lit up like that or anything. It was just like a football, and it had a trail. And the pilot, Air Force pilot, what the hell is that? And they called it in, you know, and he got a stand down order.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I haven't seen it. I had it. And then it disappeared off the internet.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They took it right off, huh?
Yeah, because they tape all that.
Uh-huh.
It's like, like a cop wears a camera on their vest. They had cameras on the outside of their jets, and they couldn't catch up to it anyway.
Yeah.
This thing was trapped. How can you go 2,500 miles an hour? That's what that one, you remember? Well, that's the one. And the pilot was chasing it. He said, I couldn't even get close to it. And he's been interviewed by almost everybody. And that's the tape that the government said, yeah, that really happened. And they released it. They're the ones that released it. And it was a UFO, and they said they don't have any explanations for it. But they're pretty sure. They said, we're sure it's not China or Russia. And we are sure that it wasn't man-made.
Mm-hmm.
And so where does that leave you? Twilight Zone. Doo-doo-doo. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, we better get on the ball with our kids on the science and math. I mean, that's where it's going.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not teaching our kids. And maybe now parents are waking up to the fact what's going on in these schools. I mean, they even get the internet. They have to see what some of these teachers are teaching these kids, what they have on the walls, this gay pride and all this. Leave all that crap out, you know.
Yeah.
You're gay, so what? You're not, you know, I don't want my kid being taught.
You're no more special than a heterosexual.
Yeah.
You know, being a homosexual, you're no more special.
It's just amazing to me. We let 2%, 5% of the country run us.
Yeah.
I always thought that about the abortion. You know,
mm-hmm.
But it's like who screams the loudest gets their way. And it's like a gay pride parade. They're marching and carrying on. Go ahead.
I don't think it's them screaming the loudest. It's they're trying to convince us that it's okay and that it's the way it should be.
Well,
I guess it's
accepted. You know, they should look around and but they're pushing it. What they're doing, and they're gonna reap the consequences. They've got their way, but they keep wanting more and more and more.
Exactly.
And that's just like the abortion deal. They kept 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. All of a sudden, it got to 6 months, and then, when the baby's born. That's when people started talking about the abortion law. And they kept pushing and pushing, and that's exactly what they're doing now, in my opinion.
Well, it seems like they're trying, like you said, they're trying to push for more rights. And it's like if you go back to the basic rights, our basic Bill of Rights, those are the only rights that you and I as white people have. But the homosexuals, the black community, and, you know, as Hispanic communities, they have more rights than we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They get away with,
you know,
they get away with pretty much anything they want, because if you don't agree with them, they'll be at your front door raising hell and doing, you know, like
calling
they did
Tucker,
like they did Tucker Carlson
two years
ago. He was on the air when they were banging on his front door, and his wife called him. Well, and he talked to her in a commercial. And then the cameras were there. Yeah, well, go ahead, Gene. I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with you. I was saying, yep.
And that's how they get away. Because the police, look at our Supreme Court. They're marching up and down, yelling, screaming. And that's against the law, and the FBI did nothing. The DOJ did nothing.
That's just right.
Allowed it to happen. As long as there's no violence. No, they're not supposed to do that at all.
Period. Right.
Yeah. Not at all. They all should have been arrested. If they start arresting these stupid-ass people, putting them in jail
letting them out.
Yeah, and don't let them out. Make them go to court and get sentenced. And if you're a liberal or a Republican and you're a judge and you start your bullshit and letting people out, you're going to lose. You're going to be fired. And that's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
Because there's no consequences to these people, especially the federal government, federal judges. There's no consequences at all.
No. They answer to no one.
Yeah. And the only ones that can get on their ass is the Supreme Court head justice. He's the only one that can get in their ass. You know, and get them fired, too. He can fire them. But he won't do a damn thing.
Roberts.
And he was appointed by Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how he got to be the head guy, but he's there. You can't do anything about it.
Nope. I don't know. I'm just really tired of all this, you know, dumb human rights and how we're suppressing them and oppressing them and, you know, I'm just tired of it all in my face. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else. I'm just tired. I'm exhausted.
Right.
But I don't want to. But I don't want to sit down and, you know, let them all go over me. But I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to, I still want to stand up and say something, like, even as exhausted as I am saying anything, I'm still going to stand up and speak.
Right. Yeah, it gets freaking old real quick. Just listening to, we've been listening to this for 5, 6 years, 7 years now, since Trump came down the elevator.
Yep.
We've been listening to all this lies, and I, you know, I'm on Twitter, so I tweet to like Don Lemon and Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, his wife. What are you guys going to do when people figure out you've been lying to them for over 7 years? What are you going to do? What do you think people are going to do with you? No threats.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you're part of the problem, and people aren't going to forget that.
That's right.
And everybody said, but Bill Barr was a great AG. He was great. No, he wasn't. He sat on the damn computer, Hunter's computer, for a year. He knew all about it. He wasn't great. He should be arrested.
A lot of them should be, period.
Yeah, until they arrest somebody
right. With
a name, not their underlings. The underlings are the ones that always get in trouble. Oh, it was his fault. I didn't know it happened. And he goes, the poor kid goes to jail. And Rich, the guy that got killed in L.A., not L.A., but in Washington, walking home, they don't even talk about him anymore. He was for the DNC, and everybody's saying he's the one who was giving WikiLeaks all that information, and they killed him. They didn't even rob him. His last name is.
I just missed that.
What? Say that again, Gina. I couldn't understand that.
I missed who you said because my husband walked in, and
you remember the kid, a young man that got killed in Washington, D.C., coming home, walking home, I think it was 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, walking home to his apartment that he's done many, many times. And they said it was a robbery. He got shot twice, and he was still alive. But he also had his watch, his wallet, everything was on him. They didn't take his phone. They didn't take anything. So he wasn't robbed. They got him. And the doctor said he didn't really have injuries that should kill him. But he, of course, died pretty quick after she said that. And they think he's the one that was leaking all the DNC crap to WikiLeaks because he worked it with the DNC. He worked there.
And
he had all that information. And his mom and dad were all hot to find out who killed their son. Then all of a sudden, no, we don't want nothing to do with it no more. Oh, man, they clammed up like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't want
to.
Yeah. They didn't want to
know. The more unbelievable some stuff is, you know, when it comes to our government and what you hear, it's like you almost have to believe it because it just sounds so unbelievable.
Right. Right.
And some of the shit they do, it's just, really? You know, and.
Right. Yeah, and get away with it. 33,000 emails that were subpoenaed, and she got rid of them, and nothing happened to her.
Well, Obama sending cash, you know, and, you know, seriously, I mean, literal cash. Why and under what authority did you have to do that? And, you know, I mean, it just makes no sense. I mean, it's a blatant in your face.
Yeah, don't you wonder how Obama affords a mansion in Hawaii, a mansion in Martha's Vineyard, And he's got a home out in California. And Washington, D.C. I forgot about that. Does anybody wonder how in the hell he got all that millions and millions of dollars? Nobody even talks about it because they're all in on it. Not all of them.
Oh, well, look at all the representatives and senators that have become multimillionaires on less than $200,000 a year.
Who's that?
All the representatives and senators.
Yeah.
Oh, they become multimillionaires. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. You're right. Trey Gowdy. He left office with under $100,000 in his checking and savings account. So he was pretty good. He didn't steal nothing when he left office.
Well, apparently he wasn't bribed either.
What's that?
Apparently he was not bribed.
No.
Either.
No. No. There's a tape, and I played it years ago, of a congressman, and they were in a skip, and there was a guy from K Street talking to him, and the congressman was taping it, and the guy didn't know it, and he was offering all kinds of money for his vote. I don't know if it was a no vote or yes vote, I don't remember, but he was offering hundreds of thousands of dollars for this guy. He was the head of a committee. And the guy said, I don't do that. You can't give me anything. I'll vote the way I think is right for my people, my state. And he kept going up by 100,000 every time. And I got almost to a million. And the guy said, I guess I can't do business with you. So he stood up and they left. That's how these idiots get all this money. They got suitcases full of money. And just like they did in, remember the pallets? They were taking off that plane in Iraq. You remember that? All that money? Billions of dollars. And they had to get a fork truck to get all the pallets off this Air Force carrier. Guys don't remember that.
My husband was brushing his teeth, so I hit on mute.
Not yet.
So you didn't yell at me.
Ah. I don't even know where Daniel is or Lori Ann. And...
Oh, now he's going to blow his nose, and I'm not going on mute. What in the world gets to hear my husband blowing his nose?
Yeah. Yeah, you go.
I'm still here.
No, you're still here, Lori Ann. You can jump in anytime.
We go on mute so you don't yell at us.
Gene, I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
That's because my husband was making noise.
Tell Scott that. Did it. Damn it.
I said, we usually go on mute so you don't yell at us.
He should be in bed anyway. He works for a shift. What's wrong with him?
He does this all the time. He'll go, I need to go to bed. I need to go to bed. And then it's going on 11 o'clock. And then 11:30. Yeah. And then he'll go, it's late. And I'm like, really? Hold on.
Well.
He likes to watch the news, too, before he goes to bed.
Yeah. Daniel, are you here?
I am.
Well, say something. Don't sit there like a monkey on a log. Say something. Start a conversation. Because we got 40 whole minutes, and we're out of this thing.
Yeah, Joe has 10 more minutes to call into his own show if he wants to before.
Yeah.
He won't be able to. I got distracted because I just saw an article. Three dead, including suspected shooter in Oregon grocery store attack. This happened just about 2.5 hours east of me in Bend, Oregon last night.
Wow.
And I'm just seeing it. Three people, including the suspected shooter, are dead after an attack Sunday night at a Safeway grocery store in Bend, Oregon. The gunman was thought to have begun the attack with an AR-15 style rifle in the store's parking lot before he moved inside. Customer Glenn Bennett, 84, was shot inside the entrance. Medics took him to a hospital, but he was declared dead. An employee, Donald Surratt, 66, was fatally wounded as he tried to disarm the shooter, the produce section, police said Monday. Surratt engaged the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths, police spokeswoman Sheila Miller said. Mr. Surratt acted heroically during this terrible incident. Police identified the shooter Monday as Ethan Blair Miller, age 20, who lived in a nearby apartment complex. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, leaving an AR-15-style rifle and a shotgun near his body. Police also found a sawed-off shotgun and three Molotov cocktails in his vehicle, along with additional ammunition and digital devices. Man, that sucker came prepared for war or something.
Yeah,
and Molotov cocktails, I can't help it, but that signals to me Antifa, because Antifa fuckers love those Molotov cocktails.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, he was ready. Damn.
And why? Why is the question? Why? 20 years old, why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Well,
at least it wasn't a school.
Well, that's
true. The school probably hasn't started yet, so we picked a grocery store instead.
Wow. That is, that's wild. Well.
Yeah, a little bit too close to home for my preference. But I'm glad that you know, the guy that tried to stop him and tried to disarm him, it sounds like he was kind of successful, because after that, the kid shot himself. You know, he didn't continue to try and kill other people, so.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, that sounds like some brainwashing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they got his computer finding out all this information.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Where he goes and who he talks to.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll find, like, some kind of manifest on him, you know, a manifesto.
Right.
Yeah, they probably won't tell us, though.
No.
It seems like they never do.
It'll be the liberal handbook.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's something. Damn, he was ready for war.
Almost like he was scared.
Yeah, especially the digital devices part. Like, digital devices? What, was he going to, like, you know, try to make, you know, a cell phone bomb or something? Who knows?
Right. Explosives or something.
Hmm.
With a trigger.
Damn. Wow. That's something.
Craziness. I mean, I would, you know, Portland, I can see it. Even here in Salem, because Salem, where I'm at, is the capital.
Mm-hmm.
But Bend, Oregon, that's like a resort town, you know. Not a very huge city or anything. Really beautiful there, actually. So, I'm kind of surprised.
I'm not sure how you can end something like that. It's these kids. I don't know. They're being brainwashed. If not, some kind of.
I'm almost willing to bet my next paycheck that I don't get that this kid was on some kind of psychotic medication or something.
Right. Yep. That, or like you said, you know, maybe has grouped up with Antifa. Maybe they recruited him online or something. We don't know, you know. They've never contacted me. They better not, you know. because I'll bring the war to them.
Well, you know, you can go back to, you said he was, what, 20 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. 20 years.
Okay. In the last even 10 years of high school, junior high, what kind of teachers are they having? They're having very liberal teachers. They're having very brainwashing teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've already set that stage, and there it's not much further of a step. And
you're right.
To go that extra mile. And sadly, it used to be kids believed that their parents, as far as, you know, they followed how their parents believed, morals, values, those kinds of things. And the teacher opposed those views or values, the child would speak up and they would, you know, have a healthy debate, so to speak. But very rare did the teacher, in my opinion, put out their views, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's flipped to where the kids are conflicted because they're being taught maybe one thing at home, and the teachers are saying something totally opposite, and, you know? So
they're believing the teachers, yeah.
Right, and then they're going, well, mom and dad are wrong, and which is causing conflict in the home, and then a whole bunch of other shit. So maybe that was his problem, too. Maybe his parents were opposite of what he was taught by teachers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
It'll be interesting to see if there's any follow-up articles on, you know, in the investigation on what the deal was with this kid. And it wouldn't surprise me because, you know, here in Oregon, all the liberal philosophy is like, be yourself. We're all inclusive, except if you have conservative beliefs. Then, no.
Right.
Then you're the devil incarnate.
But they're not going to admit that, you know, the teachers were teaching him this or the schools were teaching him that, or they'll make it look like if the parents have opposing views, they're going to make it look like the parents are bad people. You know?
Yeah.
Then, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
You know what we're going to, just to change the subject for a minute. You know what? We got to start getting in. Here's a Skype number.
That's right. Okay, we can start the show now. Thank you for showing up. Okay, good.
We've been waiting.
Oh, boy. I took a chance. I said maybe Donnie will start the show, or maybe even, my wife. So I take a look, and here it is. And now I'm taking a look at it for an hour and 29 minutes.
Hold on for a second.
Hold on a minute, guys.
I killed the
show. We've been on since like 6:30, my time, 9:30.
Okay, can I explain something? I killed the show, and they won't let you just jump in and right afterwards. So I had to wait till 9:30. Who is making that racket?
Me. I'm sorry. I forgot you muted.
You yell at us.
Anyway.
You heard me when I called in, right?
Yeah, I heard you great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard you, but you couldn't hear me.
I heard you once, but did you hear all the echo?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I heard me echoing.
Hey, that was me, too.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God. Anyway,
so I
brought
you
it back
to 9:30.
So, Joe, start your show.
All right. Okay, guys. So what we're going to do tonight is continue with the show that's been on for an hour and a half.
Okay. It's been on an hour, but
it says an hour and a half on this indicator here.
Oh, well, I guess it says here I got 30 minutes left.
Yeah, same thing here. It says 28 minutes remaining. So I'm not going to interfere because I had stuff prepared, and I'm in front of my PC now. But then I took the opportunity to go and cook because I left my meat out. And I didn't want it to spoil, so I just finished cooking, came here, said, all right, I'll bet you Donnie got the show started some way, or Lori.
Yeah.
And there, sure enough. So I don't have the stuff in front of me, but you guys were having, I presume, a good conversation without me anyway, so I'm just going to chime in when I feel comfortable.
Well, we were just talking. Lori brought up something that happened in Oregon.
Oh, I heard that. Something about she was kicked out because she's a conservative.
No. No, a shooting that happened just 2.5 hours east of me in Bend.
What happened? Now she got
Lori
kicked off. Oh, and by the way, hi. I think I heard Kat and Daniel and...
Hey, Joe. Missed you.
Hey. And,
Cinnamon, I got yelled at.
you, yeah, I was thinking of, like, how did I forget her name?
And Jean.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, my God, we got the clue. So
you've gone 3 damn weeks and you forget who in the hell's on the show. That's pretty good.
You got that right.
Well, yeah. I'm always hit or miss during summers anyway because I'm busy.
Yeah, he's busy.
I'm extremely busy.
Yeah.
So that's right. I haven't been on the show for a while. So how are you guys doing? Is Kat here? Daniel here?
Yeah, Kathy's here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm here. And today is Monday, not Saturday, Joe.
Oh, shit, I better get off the air because I thought it was Saturday for sure.
Pianchi didn't know what day of the week it was when he was on earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not surprising to me.
Isn't that a Chicago song?
What's that?
Isn't that a song by Chicago? Is there a day of a song by not knowing what day of the week it is?
Don't know what time it is, what it is. Yeah.
And did you hear the Russian band Mimic?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You turned me on to that, Joe, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that band, and my God, you think you're listening to Chicago.
Don't you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they are. I mean, note for note.
They're perfect. They really are.
As a matter of fact, there's a video up there which actually compares Chicago playing, I forget which song, and then right alongside it is the Russian band, and it's note for note for about, throughout the majority of the song. They're great fans of Chicago.
And they must be. They know the catalog. I know that. I listened to their concert. You told me about it. And you close your eyes, you think you're listening
you would
to
think
Chicago.
So, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what makes me wonder? How come other bands don't do it like that? Because I've heard there's another band on YouTube which is grown in fame. It has 3 very, very good female singers, but the band itself doesn't have the strings nor the percussions that God, there you go again, my memory.
Chicago?
Chicago. Good God.
Hmm.
Somebody, does anybody have any remedy for forgetfulness?
No, they do. Give me some, too.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Me,
so
too.
Isn't that a pain in the ass? When you know.
I've heard tumors help.
I didn't hear what you said, Gene.
I said I've heard turmeric.
Turmeric. Oh.
Helps.
Turmeric, yeah.
I tried it for pain. It didn't help for pain. And, well, I guess I didn't try long enough for maybe the memory. But in any case, getting back to that band, so they had really good 3 female singers, but they just couldn't do the Chicago melodies. And, you need brass, too, with Chicago.
That's rock and roll band. It had, had percussions and horns and... But the problem with Chicago, they kept kicking their original, the original people out.
Yeah.
Like the organ player, he got kicked out. He's been in the group for 30-something years. They kicked him out.
They kicked him out? Oh, shit.
He wanted to do something. We do Chicago stuff, but he wanted to add to it, you know, not just the same stuff over and over again. Because they still, you know, they were touring with Earth, Wind, and Fire and everything, you know. They kind of hooked up with these oldie groups. And we went to, Cinnamon and I went and seen them. I seen them a couple times. The lead singer was the son of the lead guitar player for Elvis Presley's band.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you enjoy the concert? Was it, you know, was it good?
Yeah, it was very good.
Because sometimes you go to a concert and it's just so damn disappointing, you know.
Jake Isles is the best. And Chicago, I've seen a lot of bands at Pine Knob, DTE, whatever the hell it is now.
AC/DC does a mean concert. Ever see them? I haven't been there.
No, I haven't seen them, but they were, they were the first place they ever played in the United States was in Flint, Michigan at the Capitol Theater. And nobody really knew who they were. And Peter Cavanaugh picked them up. He was a program director at WTAC. He picked them up, and he asked Peter for a cigarette. And the guy got the cigarette, lit it, and they shared it. All of them shared it in the back seat because they didn't have no money, and that's what they did. They'd take a couple of hits, and Peter gave them the pack, and they were ecstatic. But, yeah, that was before they were famous. They were at the Capitol Theater in Flint.
Yeah, who would ever thought that Australians could play the guitar like that?
he definitely. They put on a show, don't they? They do put on a show.
Hey, Aerosmith put on a good show. Black Sabbath put on a good show. Especially with the one we saw it with Ronnie James Dio. Not with...
with Tyler?
No.
Who are you talking about?
You're talking about
You're talking about Black Sabbath.
Yeah,
okay.
we saw Ronnie James Dio fronting Black Sabbath.
Ozzy Osbourne put on the Helper show.
Ronnie James Dio.
You can't understand him when he talks, but he sure could sing.
Thank you, Don. Dio, when you watch it. Yeah, she stepped on me.
Oh, sorry.
When you watch Dio sing and sing in concert, he's mesmerizing. He is literally telling a story with his body and his motions and his movements. It's just like...
Who are you talking about?
Awesome. Ronnie James Dio.
Who?
Dio. Dio. You don't know who Dio is.
Dio?
D-I-O. Dio.
Oh,
Ronnie...
Okay.
James Dio.
Okay, I got you.
Face palm.
Some reason I can't understand you tonight for some reason. A lot.
Well, she's away from, you know how she does it. She's away from Bluetooth. I don't know where she puts the Bluetooth for Mike, but it's not by
my voice is off, too. But we saw Black Sabbath at the State Theater in Kalamazoo with Dio. And it was just phenomenal. Just a phenomenal show.
Yeah, when live concerts are good, they're great. But when they're bad, oh, God, you just want your money back.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is when we were growing up, the bands had to be good in concert. And, in recording, we didn't have all the stuff that they have now to adjust voices or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the synthesizer.
Well, I mean, they had some stuff in that, but the group literally had still sound good live, as good live as they did on the record, if not better live, you know. And now it doesn't even matter.
You're mimicking, you're emulating the reviews that youngsters today. Well, not youngsters, you know, 30s, 40s. They haven't heard disco, they haven't heard R&B, they only heard rap, they haven't heard Motown, and they start reviewing the sounds, and they put them on YouTube, and they say, God, I wish I was back in that era.
Yeah, they're amazed. especially listening to Elvis Presley, they just, it blows their mind about their voice, his voice,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the music, but the voice. And yeah, you're right about that.
Well, the funny thing is, if you stop and think about it, my kids are even listening to songs from, you know, when I was growing up. They're just, you know, it's good music, and they know it. And you go into stores when you hear, and I know it's harsh because of our age group, but in the same token, the younger generation loves listening to it, you know, because we have the best music.
I think.
Well-rounded music. We have, even I don't care if you listen to pop, country, metal, alternative, whatever. It was all good. You could easily jump from one genre to another and still like it.
Well, the first time, because we're from Alabama, we always listened to country music. I didn't even know there was a different kind of music. I was real young, right? But when Ed Sullivan had the Beatles on, I said, "What is that?"
I know.
Awesome music. Awesome. So my uncle gave me a radio from, he worked at Cadillac. They gave him a radio, and he gave it to me. And I was hitting CKLW in Canada. Oh, my gosh. I was listening to Motown. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that blew me away. I let my hair grow. My dad said, hey, you just want to be like the rest of them. Yeah. Hell yeah,
yeah,
I do. I don't want to be an outcast with a flat top. Come on.
And the Beatles now, they would be considered geeks with that hair because that hair is too short for the past 40 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's a band that does the same thing. They go around and they play Beatles. They're the Beatles. And I forgot, they're the Beatles 2 or something like that, they call themselves. But
hey,
they're good.
Don.
Yo.
You have Joe's email, right?
I got what?
Joe's email?
No.
No.
Joe is secretive.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
why you
get a hold of
Joe. Something. I was just going to email you something to email him.
Oh, okay.
He was talking about his memory loss. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
information.
Okay.
That's why V thinks that he's a FBI, undercover FBI or something because of how secretive he is.
There's my supportive
maybe,
wife, like always.
Maybe he's cabal.
Joe's got 42 phone numbers.
That's
and,
true.
And
41 of them don't work.
I noticed he was calling in on Skype. Next thing you know, there's a number. I'm going, damn. Huh. I couldn't find my phone. I was going to call into the show and see if I could get in that way. Then I couldn't find my damn phone, and I left it on top of the coffee pot.
How'd you get it?
Well, I didn't get in.
You got the phone.
I did call in and put myself on, but nobody was there to tell me if they could hear me or not. So
yeah.
I just started
okay.
the show at 9:30.
So, Joe, how would I send you get you this information if you're down to...
Well, there's always a Dropbox. If I want to give information to somebody, you can always put a Dropbox on the net. And if you don't know what a Dropbox...
I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah. So if you look it up, there's just a website. It's a free service where you can put information in and say to the person who, you know, that you want to give it to, just go to the website, put in your password that I'm giving you, and you can download it. So it's just called the Dropbox. Am I right, Lori? It's called the Dropbox, right?
Yeah, Dropbox is one of the ways, but with no way to let you know that, hey, Joe, I got some stuff here for you. Here's your password, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not going to even let you know.
Sure, I'll just leave it open. You don't have to put in Joe or whatever. Put in password. Well, you know, isn't that funny how people in business will put in a password and they'll actually type in password as the password and they think it's secure?
Well, that's that guy
with
the Clintons. Remember the Clintons? And they got in what was his name? He's the little guy that came out on stage that night and said, Hillary Clinton will not be showing up tonight, but we got a long way to go, and she'll talk to you tomorrow. And I can't think of his damn name, but that was his password. He put password, and somebody put it down and got all his emails from Hillary Clinton and the ones he wrote.
God.
And, oh, how stupid.
Password.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Okay, all that is just too complicated for me to do, to be honest, so I love you, but, you know, no, sorry.
Yeah, well, I know how lazy you are. No problem.
I am, too.
don't worry about it. Thanks anyway. I've taken a look at other remedies, and turmeric, haven't heard of that as a, you know, as a reliever.
Yeah,
or,
it's one of them. So is rosemary, and the ginkgo, the
ginkgo biloba. I've taken that.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me.
Yeah.
So lemon balm. Lemon balm's another one.
I took L-glutamine. You know, it was funny. I took L-glutamine faithfully for, I think, either 30 days or 5 weeks. And I chronicled that every day. I took about 2 to 3 tabs. Didn't do squat until I stopped. And then 2 weeks later, then my memory started improving. So I'm saying to myself, what the hell? You know.
That's weird.
It's supposed to work while you're taking it, you know.
Yeah, you must have had it stored up.
Yeah, probably, you know.
Yeah.
Probably, and it's a natural supplement. I don't want to take any kind of medicine whatsoever. I don't trust doctors, medicines. From what I've been reading about medicine, I would get off medicine and seek an alternative doctor just in case, you know, because these side effects.
Well, that's what FBI agents, they can't go under unless another FBI agent's in the operating room.
Oh,
so,
is that right?
Yeah. That kind of reminds you, you're kind of making me think you're FBI.
Well, I used to be FBI, but, I quit.
Okay. Well, it wasn't
well,
for
guys,
you.
I'm gonna say goodnight.
Okay.
Have a great night.
All right, good night, Gene.
All right.
Take care of yourself now, and I'll talk to you
good
later.
Good night, Gene.
I'm just working hard. Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
she
Gene.
Does. She does work hard. There is no doubt
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, I mean, being the, you know, the farmer and Scotty setting up the shed for her and everything and selling her food by the road and all that, yeah.
Yeah. She does a lot.
It's
a hoop.
I think 4 hoop houses now.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't hear you, Sin. What'd you say?
They have hoop houses.
Oh.
So it's an all-year gardening thing. I think they have 4 of them now.
Yeah, they just put
another
one up. Oh, do
you guys hear a buzz from my phone? Because I'm using the other phone. I'm using.
I hear a little bit of a buzz.
Is it too much?
No.
No. Okay.
No. If I can try to listen to Jean,
well,
I can't understand. I don't know what the hell she does. I can understand Scott. Scott is playing on Sunday night.
Yeah.
But when she gets on, I cannot understand half the things she says.
That's because she's using Bluetooth. And even though we've told her the Bluetooth, you know, you have to get even a new Bluetooth or get earbuds, she loves that Bluetooth.
I guess. But, yeah, well, nobody can understand her. I guess she can't get in trouble that way.
Yeah.
I can't understand her.
So, look, I know you guys have only got a few minutes left, and sorry that, you know, the show didn't go on as planned. But the next time that I do have a show, because of Donnie, I'll, you know, if we start on time, I'll have the preparations in front of me, and I'll talk about why America, again, like one of my favorite topics is corruption, but why America is going downhill the way that it is. And I would be starting off with the headlines of the day, the headlines of the week, the headlines of the month, to show the progression. And I also have downloaded websites, articles, about going back to 2010 and 2011 about how all of this is just, you know, going through America in a very nice, slow pace, incrementally, so people don't really see it
yeah.
until now. But people are panicking. And how about those food shortages? I mean, And how about the plants, manufacturing plants, the food plants being burned? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, over 100 of food processing plants have been burned. Burned. Well, burned down.
Over 100?
Over 100.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Let me
yeah,
get that article. Because I had it up. I had everything up. But I'll get it again. Since I'm at
so
my
when
PC.
Are you thinking of doing a show? When should we plan to have you...
Oh, I don't know.
Doing your show.
Tonight was a good night. Don't know. Maybe next week sometime, Donnie.
Yeah.
Next Monday or next Tuesday.
Yeah. Just remind me, okay, Joe, because I will forget.
Let me see. Okay. Next Tuesday. Yeah, I'll just come on the show. I'll come on the Saturday show or the Sunday show. You know.
Yeah.
When, yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah, you better call into my show on Sunday because it's the 1 year anniversary.
Is it?
Of when? Yeah, 1 year anniversary from my first show and when
no
you first
kidding.
Called in. Yeah, so don't forget our anniversary there, Hattie.
Yeah, it has been a glorious year.
Oh boy. No, we're gonna talk sex now.
So I'll come on Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays and Sundays, at least
yeah.
now, are going to be taken up. But
okay.
Yeah, I know. I'll come on Saturday and Sunday, and when if you have the inclination, when Cinnamon can have the night off as well, and then we can have the we can schedule the show.
We're
and,
not on Sunday night, Joe. We're not on Sunday night. It's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Saturday nights only. Yeah.
Okay, so good.
So
you told me. All right.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm doing my show Sunday, though.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't take holidays off.
She's a hard worker, let me tell you.
Yes, she is.
She's a liberated wife.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
No more guests? Oh, you know what? Laura, you better tell people your secret of getting guests. I was about to tell them. There was a talk show this week who was telling me that he would love to have guests, you know, candidates, political candidates, because he said he would let me grill them. And I wanted to tell him, well, you got to go out and meet and greet like my wife. And then when you meet and greet them, then you can invite them onto your show. But he brought up a good reason as to why they don't come on his shows, because like most Blog Talk radio shows, they're not radio. They don't have ratings. So I don't know... You know why they appear in other Blog Talk radio shows, but not his specifically. It's not a bad show. It's a conservative show. So you know, maybe you should license your ability to get candidates and make some money off that.
I don't know what you know. I don't really have a magic trick. Most of it is. Most of the guests that have come on, I reach out via email. I have a email template, and I invite them and give them a rundown on the timing and just invite them to be on the show, and please get back to me if you're interested, and, you know, leave it at that. And then that's usually when I get a response back.
Wow.
Not 100% of the time, but, you know, I guess it's, you know, maybe it's just, you know, how I send the email or how I phrase things.
How you phrase
and do
it,
things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Gail Huff Brown sent me her first TV ad, wanted me to play it on our show, and I forgot it's on the East Coast somewhere. I forgot the state. And did you guys hear Joe Rogan?
No.
Oh, boy, he started a shitstorm.
What did he do
now? Oh, man, let me play this for you. 55 seconds. Hold on, I gotta get this going.
And I'm
here.
Hoping.
Hold on. I gotta start it from the beginning here. Let me turn it up a little bit. And here we go.
No one who is alive today had ever experienced a true pandemic. And I'm hoping that now that this is over, people are going to, you know, recognize that some serious errors were made and not repeat those. That's the best you can get out of it.
So what do you tell those people?
Vote Republican. That's what a lot of them are going to do anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, more than a million people transferred over to the Republican Party, I think, in 2021 alone. Find out what that number is. But, you know, you look at guys like Ron DeSantis, who kept Florida open and had some pretty reasonable policies in terms of, like, what to do about COVID. And, you know, he mapped it out on television. He was, you know, widely criticized for this, where he was saying, like, we need to protect our elders. We need to, you know, make sure that medical care is available for those people. And everyone else, you should be able to do whatever you want to do. Protect your freedom. No.
There you go. And boy, oh boy.
They reacted to that. Well, of course they did. What am I thinking? Of course the
Democrats.
Yeah,
what are you thinking, brother?
The
what are you
thinking?
He was playing there.
Yeah, what are you thinking, my man?
Yeah.
They had a stroke when he said, vote Republican. And how many, over a million people have already switched parties in 2021? He said, yeah. Okay. Boy, has... You know he's on Spotify, right?
Yeah. Is he still listening to it?
Yeah,
he's about taking them off.
Yeah. Well, the people that work for Spotify wants him gone, and this didn't help him any. this didn't help him at all, because these people, there's people that quit, and people that were off hours, they were out front protesting, and... And I don't know who it was, the owner or whatever, whoever runs it, that Joe Rogan's here to stay. You might not be. Yeah, they don't want to pay Joe Rogan $100 million and fire him, you know?
Yeah, no, after that amount of cash.
No.
I was doing some research before I called in here because I finished cooking. I got to my PC, doing some research. I figured, well, okay, let me check you out, because I was thinking that you probably did, you know, reinstate the show. But the thing is that with Rogan, he better watch out, because what they've done to Alex Jones, not only the $49 million, okay, that they've gotten, you know, the judgment on, but they want all of InfoWars' property to be turned over to the lawyers and to the defendants.
Oh, I didn't know that.
To the plaintiffs, rather.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what I just read about a half an hour ago. So.
Damn.
So,
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. So I mean,
cool.
Jones was right. He's the canary in the coal mine.
Oh yeah.
Rogan has 20 million downloads a week, millions of dollars coming in because of the downloads. They're going to be after him next.
Yeah, he might be. You might be right. You might be right, because they want, you know, they don't want anybody like Rogan. Rogan gets more listeners than all the shows on TV right now, all the news shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's good. He's damn good. And he's all he is. He said, I'm curious. That's what people get pissed off about. I'm curious, and I have these people on. And people get pissed because he has right wingers and left wingers. You know, he has them all. Doctors that
don't agree with
the COVID bullshit and all that crap.
Yeah, you know what would be good for his show as well? If he staged debates between the left and the right on COVID. You know, if he had Dr. Malone versus, of course, Fauci won't show up. But maybe Dr. Birx, did you see that?
Yeah.
He admitted that the COVID, the vaccine, they said, well, we didn't think it would really work as well as we hoped.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling everybody, bitch.
Yeah. she said, and in her book, she said she did lie to, they lied to President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That she ought to be, her ass ought to be
in
hung
jail.
Up.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got about 13 seconds, guys, and I'm going to shut her tonight. And, Joe, you just let me know, man.
All right.
Some good stuff coming up. I like that.
Oh, I know. The good stuff.
No going into overtime tonight, huh?
No, I'm tired. No, I still don't feel good. I'm still under the weather. I haven't thrown up today, but I'm still under the weather. Yeah, I've been sick.
You know, you tough it out way too much, Donnie. You've had problems for as long as I've known you, and you tough it out and you tough it out. You know, someday, you know, your body, because you and I are in advanced ages, that body of ours, yours, mine, everybody beyond 65, it's not going to last that long when it's being attacked by the pathogen. So, you know, I would urge you, go see somebody that you trust.
I go to the doctor about every month. I go. Yeah. I'm going to have whatever the M, what is it, MRI?
You've got to
have an
MRI.
Yeah. We're taking care of business.
All right. Because I know you don't like doctors, and I don't either, but still, you don't even have to go to them. I mean, there are other people out there without the medical degrees who do know what they're talking about. And if you do the research, and Cinnamon does it, you'll find them. And because you're always in pain, and I know what it's like to always be in pain. And only recently have I stopped being in pain, chronic pain. So, so, I mean, I'm
Cinnamon's
putting that
like
on
that.
You.
Yeah, Cinnamon's on chronic pain.
Really?
All the time. Oh, God. Her back is twice as bad as mine.
Yeah.
Oh, my. She even went in for 12 shots in the back trying to ease the pain. And oh, my gosh, I don't know what all she's done. This short of having an operation.
Well, Jeannie gave some good advice. Sorry, Sid. Jeannie was talking about relieving back pressure, back pain. And it might be something that you two could look into. Because I had bad back pain about 8-9 days ago. It lasted for about a day. Thankfully, it ended. But I think with me, it's because I got off of sugar. And when I got off of sugar, let me tell you, a lot of shit cleared up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I use a lot of sugar every day in my coffee.
Yeah, I used to be like that.
Wow.
I used to put in teaspoon after teaspoon with milk. I used to love coffee with milk and a lot of sugar. I needed my coffee sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Don's is very sweet.
Not helping. Not helping, Don. It's poison.
And then we use the Coffee Mate, which besides being made with the high fructose corn syrup,
which is
extra sweet, it also has the hydrogenated oils in it.
All that shit,
are poison.
Yeah.
God, you guys got me in the grave already. Give me a break. Come on.
You know what? You just changed your diet. I'm telling you. After 90 days, if you go cold turkey, okay, it's not going to hurt. You go cold turkey. Look, even Lori will testify to this because she got off of sweets, and then she and I were talking about it, and she said after a while you don't even want the sweets anymore, and she's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I rarely crave sweets. I hardly, you know, it just isn't even a thing.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I do. I'll sometimes, like, you know, before my, you know, time of the month I crave a little chocolate, but that's about it. And just like this one or two pieces of chocolate and I'm good. You know, I just,
you don't binge?
I can't. No, I don't binge at all. No. It's just a little bit, you know, like I'll have one piece of cake and barely finish it because it's just like, oh, it's too much.
Good.
Yeah, so it just, once you get yourself off of it and you're without it for a while, then all of a sudden, it's like when you do eat it, you realize what it was doing to you.
Right.
You're like, oh, my God, you know, I can't, I feel like shit, you know.
I might have to try that.
Jeez, all you got to do is stop sugar. 90 fucking days. The cold
90
turkey.
Days.
90
days.
I know it's going to seem interminable, but 90 days, both of you, 90 days, and then afterwards you will see the effects of health. And let me tell you, when you are healthy and you remember the days when you had chronic pain, you are grateful.
Oh, there you go. Cinnamon, we might have to try that.
Well, I know I have to start cutting out.
Not cutting,
cutting
out.
Cutting out all the refined stuff also.
Yeah, I'm not talking about cutting it out because you may never wean yourself off of it enough if you go cold turkey and are determined to do it. Cold turkey, like starting tomorrow, No fucking sugar, no chocolate, no processed foods, no canned goods, just fresh food, fresh meat, and it'll seem like, you know, like a very primitive diet, but that's okay. Like I said, after 90 days, Lori testifies to it, I testify to it. Well, I don't know about Lori's health, but I mean, as far as the addictive qualities of sugar, I can testify to that. But
yeah,
in terms of health, I'm telling you, it's not that it's a cure-all, but it will relieve a lot of the goddamn pain. Get off it.
That's what they say.
Watch out for high
company
fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
If you have a choice,
yeah,
between like organic cane, something with organic cane sugar in it, and a choice between that and anything with high fructose corn syrup, no high fructose corn syrup. And
right,
you're going to find that in everything from salad dressings to
yeah,
ketchup to, you know, anything conventional. It's in everything. And so you have to just cut yourself out. Number one, if you can't give up regular sugar entirely, at least just anything and everything that has high fructose corn syrup in it, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what,
and that's
going to
be your
name
brand
companies,
just about anything.
Okay.
That's what a lot of the food companies did. There was a documentary done about how our diet is killing us. And there's a trifecta: salt, fat, and sugar. It makes those, everything got those three things in it, makes you crave it even more.
Yep.
Well, salt, yeah, to a degree. Fat, I've heard about, but fat to me, some doctors the declaration against
they
it.
Say,
fat isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they say when you combine the three, it causes a chemical reaction in the body that makes you crave
Don't take my fat away. I like my fat.
You know, I would say high fructose corn syrup, because your body doesn't know how to process that crap. And then for salt, replace your salt instead of your bleached ionized salt you normally use. Either get Himalayan salt or the no salt, which is extracted from the Salt Lake City area. So it's all natural. It has all the trace minerals in it, you know, so just all natural salt. It's called no salt, or Himalayan salt. So that's not the bleached, iodized, worthless salt that's part of the problem as well. Since, you know, once you start making these switches over, you'll start to notice the difference. Because actually, real salt is actually not bad for you. Of course, you know, too much of it, sure, but when you get the real salt with the trace minerals and it's not messed with, that makes a huge difference as well.
What about
sea salt?
Your body
can process it.
What about sea salt?
A lot of sea salt is processed too, so you got to be careful on that. Yeah, they'll bleach it and everything. So if it's natural sea salt, then yeah, it's great. You know, because you want the trace minerals with it. You know, cut that kind of stuff out. You know, the fake stuff. The more you do, and pure maple syrup. You know, don't buy the store-bought syrup, you know, conventional stuff.
Yeah.
You got to get the 100% pure maple syrup, because the stuff that you buy in the store, guess what it has in it? High fructose corn syrup, you know,
mm-hmm,
of course.
Yeah.
And caramel coloring, of course. You know,
yeah,
so all that crap, your body just, it can't process it, and it's like poisoning yourself. And, yeah, and it is made to be addictive, so addictive that you're going to crave it, you know, and...
Yeah.
So once you break free from it, it's just, you're going to notice a huge difference over time, especially not so much, you know, you won't really notice it, like I said, until you've been absent from it for quite a while, and then now all of a sudden you decide to, you know, eat
mm-hmm,
something that has that crap in it again,
yep,
and you're like, oh, my God, you know, that's when you notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I expect you to, the next time I talk to you two, to have started this regime, because Lori and I were not paid advertisers. We have done this.
Yeah,
we're telling you as friends.
Yeah, well, I'll try that sugar thing.
All right, here we go.
The first of September.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So,
now that's only a couple of days. I got a couple of days.
Yeah,
damn,
set aside a day for it.
You
yeah,
can't
okay,
throw this crap on me all at
no,
once.
No, of course not. All right,
I gotta
no
sneak up on it, brother.
Sure.
Smart ass.
That's right. Well, I know what it's like to be in chronic pain, man. I've had it in my shoulder, in my neck. I've had it in my knees when I had childhood arthritis. So, I, you know, like every day for decades, I had somewhere, and whatever went away, it popped up someplace else.
Damn.
You know?
Yeah.
So I am glad for the health that I've enjoyed for the last year. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So like I said, Laurie and I were not paid advertisers.
Yeah.
We don't get anything out of it except, you know, well, you know what, maybe you shouldn't change. You'd be a lot more talkative on the show, I'm sure, if you did change. So maybe you shouldn't change.
Now, if I can drink coffee without sugar, I'll be all right. That's the only thing.
Let me tell you, I used to be the same way, and I was not exaggerating. I put in teaspoon after teaspoon of sugar because my mother, because I was doing it ever since I was a kid, you know, and she used to call it coffee milk because it was so sweet.
Yeah, I got you.
A lot of milk, a lot of sugar, and maybe some coffee.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try that.
All right.
I'll try the drink of September 1st, no sugar in my coffee.
Nothing. No sugar anyplace. No canned food. Just fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, meat, which is fresh.
Yeah.
No Campbell's anything. No fructose, as Laurie's talking about.
Oh,
I know. The palate for the first 2 weeks is like, I don't want to eat all this stuff. I want my shit. But no. Right, Laurie?
Yeah, because you're so used to it. You know, your brain has actually been taught, like, you know, this is what it likes. It wants that fake sweetener. It wants that fake salt. It wants that fake everything. Because that's what your palate and your brain have been used to. But, you know, once you break free from that, then, it's going to taste like shit later on. You know, like you were saying, you do it for a month or two. And you go back to eating that stuff, and your brain all of a sudden goes, hey, what's this crap?
I'm
you know, and you don't
Rome,
you just don't like it anymore.
Rome.
I've got one question.
Rome.
I got one question about this. If Don and I do this and go cold turkey, what's the possibility of one of us killing the other?
Oh, it will be increased. No. Your nervous system will calm down. The first 2 weeks you have a craving. After that, then you start calming down. Whatever is aggravating you will not be aggravated as a result of withdrawing from the processed bullshit. At least not for me, anyway. I can testify for me.
Wow.
Yeah, I would like to get some of the inflammation in my body under control because I got an inflammatory arthritis deal that. So it's not just my back. It attacks my eyes. It'll attack my ankles. It kind of attacks all over the place.
My ankles hurt. I didn't say that. My knees I did talk about. My back. That was only recent, though, the back pain. But I had chronic shoulder pain, neck pain, and ankles. And it seemed to shift from the left ankle to the right ankle. And it would go away and come back. I'm going, what the fuck? You know, what the fuck is going on here? You know, but when you really abstain from it and you don't give in to the temptation, after a while, 90 days and then 30 days after that, when you see the full effects of it, you will be so grateful because you'll be able to walk around with very little pain at all.
Well.
Yeah. And another thing I suggest, which you're probably going to hate initially, is whenever I buy soup at the store, I always buy no-salt soup, organic no-salt, and then I'll add my real salt to it.
Where do you find that?
You know,
organic
soup, no-salt added, like no-salt added chicken soup, that kind of thing. So I usually I buy organic with no salt, and then I'll add my own to taste. You know, I'll add my own real no salt to it, you know, or my Himalayan salt. And that way I can salt it just enough the way I like it.
Yeah.
And I'm using the real salt. And now, it was probably about like a month ago, I had a can of, you know, Campbell's chicken noodle soup, normal Campbell's chicken noodle soup, you know, something that I used to eat all the time, right? You know, and I had a can of it, and, I was hungry and wanted something simple, so I threw it in. I could barely finish it. It was so salty.
Yeah.
It tasted so gross.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is ugh, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not buying that crap again. So I'm going to stick with, you know, buying my organic chicken noodle soups or organic chicken soups with no salt added and just keep doing it myself because it's just, ugh, I couldn't stand it. I could not stand it. I felt like I was just taking a whole salt shaker, you know, and pouring it in my mouth. You know, that's what it tasted like to me.
Yeah. Well, kid, you got me so damn depressed, I'm going to go.
That's because of the shit you eat.
Wednesday night, Lori Ann show. Lori?
Not sure. Keep an eye out. I'm not sure if I'm going to do one or not this week. I might. I'm just trying to think about what I want to do with it, if I do it. Because I'm still on the job hunt, so I've been kind of focusing on that. That's why I haven't been doing the Wednesday show the last couple of weeks. So, but keep an eye out for it, just in case, because I'm kind of teeter-tottering right now if I'm going to do one or not.
All right. Lucid Libertarian is the name of the show. Comes on at 9 o'clock on the Eastern Standard Time, and if you're on the left coast, it's 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Right? All right.
Yeah, a three-hour difference. Yeah.
I hope you have a show, because I had fun last night, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, it got fun when Jamana called in, and then you all called in, and Nathan, everybody joined in, and then the second half of the show got pretty fun.
Yeah, Nathan really turned me on to what Mitt Romney was all about, too. I knew he was a scab, but I didn't know he was that bad.
Good thing he wasn't elected president.
Yeah.
Don't let me forget to send those links he emailed me into our group chat as well.
All right.
I don't want to forget to do that.
Okay, I'll remind you. So maybe Wednesday, if not Saturday night at 9, and look for Joe's show sometime in the following week. And he's got a good one coming up. I know that.
Yeah, I'm going to be as prepared as I was tonight. But, I want people to realize what's happening here. I mean, I know they see it, but it's happening so incrementally, so slowly. We're all victims of the boiling frog syndrome. I want people to wake up. So I'm going to condense it all. People won't be able to get it because it will be condensed. It will be fast-paced. But then after the first half hour, everybody can join in and the panel and give their opinions about the headlines and the issues and the topics that are pressing against us today. So, yeah, I just don't want to be in this environment anymore. It's where we're going. I'm telling you, people don't realize what's around the corner.
I didn't mention it, but the gas lines over in Europe, thanks to when Trump warned Germany at the UN, and they've been playing that warning. He warned Germany that you're getting your gas from
Russia.
Russia, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it.
He warned Angela Merkel, whatever her title is, of German, Chancellor of Germany.
Chancellor,
and he warned England, too, I believe.
He did it in the UN. He talked to all of them. And they said the Germany delegation started laughing when he said that.
That's the video where he says, I didn't expect this reaction. Is that the one?
Yeah. He was right.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely right. There was a half a mile long wait to get into a gas station.
And I was reading in Poland too. I just read that tonight too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All of this, yeah. So what's around the corner, because it hasn't affected us yet, since we've never been bombed outside of Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Oh, I can recommend a show for you, even though it's anti-Trump. There's a TV series on. I haven't watched it on TV because I haven't had a TV, but I've watched it on Tubi. And it's, what's the name of it? The government is letting us die, something like that. It's about the continuation of government. It's about 9/11, how the government was all fucked up. Everybody was supposed to have been prepared for something like that. But, wow, they were not.
Yeah.
You know, so I recommend that.
And that's on Tubi?
Tubi, yeah. And the government will let us die, something like that.
Well, they're working on it. They're working on it fast.
Oh, yeah. You know. All right, Don, and Laurie, and Cinnamon, and Frank, and everybody else who's there.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm gonna leave.
All right. I'm going too. And hope you have a show, Laurie.
All righty, folks.
I'll let you know, Don.
Night.
Sure. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, and good luck, Laurie, on your job hunt.
Yep.
And if you want to blow off steam, just have a show and start bitching. Okay. I'll listen.
Which is exactly why I might do it on Wednesday.
All right.
Well, good night, guys. Be safe. All right.
Good night. Okay,
good
you
night,
guys all be
you
careful.
You too, Joe.
We'll talk to everybody Wednesday or Saturday. Good night, everybody.
Okay.